We are looking at Surah Sad. And the next verses that we look at refer to an incident involving Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. The verses announce that Allah made him his deputy on earth and instructed him to judge between people with justice. So two people scaled the wall of the sanctuary of Sayyidina Dawood, had built specifically for his worship, his mihrab, and these two people required Sayyidina Dawood to pass judgment in their disputes. Naturally, when he saw the two appear suddenly before him, he became alarmed. Sensing his fear, they put him at ease, assuring him that they were not thieves, but they were a plaintiff and a defender. And they told him that one party had transgressed against the other, and that he should pass judgment between them and show them the way. Allah Rabbul Izzah makes reference to this. وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمَ إِذْ تَسَوَّرُ الْمِحْرَابَ. Has the news of the disputants reached you when they scaled the wall? إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ. And they entered upon Sayyidina Dawood. فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ. And he became alarmed, and they said, لَا تَخَفْ. Do not fear, be at ease. خَصْمَانِ بَغَى بَعْضٌ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. We are, or one of us has transgressed the other. We are two disputants, and one has transgressed the other. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ. So pass judgment amongst us with truth. وَلَا تُشْتِتْ وَهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَى السِّرَاطِ. And do not be unjust towards us and guide us towards the straight path. So what was the story? What was the story here? Inna hadha akhi. He then explained, he said, this is my brother. Lahu tis'u wa tis'una na'ja. He has 99 ewes. Wali na'jatun wahida. Well, I have a single ewe. Faqala akfilniha wa azzani fil khitab. And he said to me, give it to me. And he did not address me in a manner that someone making a request. Instead, he had been harsh towards me in وَعَزَّنِ فِي الْخِطَابِ. He was harsh to me in his address. He was harsh. He demanded that one more be given to him. He wanted to complete his 100. With reference to the situation, Sayyidina Dawood a.s. then replied and said, قَالَ لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسُؤَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَى نِعَاجِ. He has oppressed you by asking for you to add to his ewes. Then making reference to the behavior of the people in general, he said, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. And indeed there are many partners in business as well as those who live together who transgress each other. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who believe and do good deeds. وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ. And these are but few. Allah Rabbul Izzah then began the above discussion with the words, وَظَنَّ دَاوُ. Be patient with all they say and remember our slave Dawood. Allah Rabbul Izzah mentions the Dawood alayhi salam in the beginning and then mentioning this, that the one وَظَنَّ دَاوُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, it occurred to him that we had tested him. فَاسْتَغْفَرْ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاقِعَ وَأَنَابْ. So he turned to him, Allah Ta'ala, in repentance. So this incident of Sayyidina Dawood is one in which patience was required. Therefore, an analysis of the incident reveals the aspect of patience. The Ahadith have no further details on this incident to highlight. But looking at these Quranic verses, what becomes evident is that the two persons had come to Dawood alayhi salam during a time when he was engaged in ibadah. And it was not the time for hearing cases. And in addition to this, they entered his sanctuary in the most unusual manner, which startled Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And they addressed him by saying, judge between us the truth and do not be unjust to us. So the manner of speech seemed disrespectful. In addition to the fact that it implied that Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam could actually be unjust and misleading. Besides being a Nabi, Sayyidina Dawood was also a powerful king. However, Sayyidina Dawood tolerated their approach. He overlooked their rudeness and he heard their case. And that is when وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ It occurred to Sayyidina Dawood that we had tested him. So he sought forgiveness from Allah, and he fell prostrate and turned in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Dawood exercised the patience required of him and passed the correct verdict. So the question is now, how was he tested? Sayyidina Dawood listened only to the plea of the plaintiff. He did not ask the defendant of his story, which is contrary to the practice of law and seems to denote a bias. If the defendant did not admit to the offense, Sayyidina Dawood should have told him that he had oppressed the plaintiff, instead of telling the plaintiff that the defendant has oppressed him. So the form of address also denotes a bias in favor of the plaintiff. When Sayyidina Dawood realized that this case was a test for him, he immediately repented, because notable personalities are taken to task for acts that seem to be most insignificant. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, undoubtedly, He has a close position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَإِنَّ لَهُ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ ذَلِكَ Allah has forgiven him. وَإِنَّ لَهُ عِنْدَنَا لَزُلْفَى He has a close position by us, by Allah. Sayyidina Dawood had a very, very close position. وَحُسْنَ مَعَاب And a favorable return. So that is what has been narrated in this regard. There are also other records on this particular issue, some of which has no basis. Some are weak narrations. Some suggest that two disputants were Sayyidina Jibreel and Mikael, and when the royal guards denied them entry into the sanctuary, they scaled the walls to get answers. It is not far-fetched to believe that this could have been these two angels, because it was not possible for humans to scale the walls. However, if it be assumed that they were two angels, several questions arise: that what dispute would the angels have about ewes? Why would one transgress the other? And why would one speak harshly to the other, since they have no association with things of this world? And why would they lie to Sayyidina Dawood? So some of the commentators said the angels merely stated a hypothetical situation, and they meant to say, ask Sayyidina Dawood, what would his decision be if such a scenario had developed? Now this was the means employed. Imam Hakim of the Mustadrak has reported from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas that Sayyidina Dawood was tested because of the little vanity that crept into his heart. It is reported that Sayyidina Dawood once said, O Allah, every moment during the day and the night, there is a member of Dawood's family busy in Salat, Tasbir, Takbir, or some other form of worship. And thereupon Allah told him, O Dawood, this also occurs with my assistance. If it were not for my assistance, you would never be able to engage in my worship. By my honor, I shall hand over a day to you. So Sayyidina Dawood then asked Allah to inform him which day that would be. And it was on that day the disputant scaled the wall. So this is another incident, another reference in this regard. And this could be that during that time, there was no direct form of worship taking place. Sayyidina Dawood mentioned the partners commonly tend to oppress each other in their dealings. What did Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam say? He said that وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُمَ لَبَعْضُ Indeed, there are many partners who transgress each other except for those who believe. So there are many who have iman and carry out righteous deeds. Unfortunately, such people are very few. Their partnerships, a partnership is a very delicate matter, that there is prone to be disputes and betrayal, because it's built on trust and there is no trust. So often here by the radio, we have a situation, people come, I invested so many million with this one and that one, this is what he promised me. Did you have it written down? No, I didn't. So that is the situation. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am the third of two partners. That is, I'm assisting them as long as none of them betrays the others. And when any of them betray the other, I separate myself from them, meaning I stop assisting them. Sayyidina Dawood then was extremely devoted to Allah's worship and dhikr. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah loves most the salah of Sayyidina Dawood and the fasting of Sayyidina Dawood. Sayyidina Dawood used to sleep until half the night had passed, after which he used to engage in
the worship of Allah for the next third of the night, then he slept for the remaining one-sixth of the night. He also fasted every alternate day. That has been recorded in the authentic books of Ahadith. It is reported from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Sayyidina Dawood had made the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba ma yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa mali wa ahli wa min al ma'il barid. O Allah, I ask you for your love and for the love of those who love you and for those actions that will let me reach your love. And O Allah, make your love more beloved to me than my own self, my wealth, my family and cold water. So if you look at this particular narration, Sayyidina Dawood's mention, the love of the lovers of Allah before mentioning the actions. So for us to really reach Allah, we need to have love for the lovers of Allah. And when Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam used to speak to, in fact when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to speak to the Sahaba about Sayyidina Dawood, he used to say that Sayyidina Dawood worshipped Allah more than any other human being. Subhanallah. That is also recorded in Mishkat. And Sayyidina Dawood used to earn a living by the effort of his own hands. His trade was he used to make armor, which he sold, and in this manner, he was able to provide for his own needs, as well as contribute to the poor. And this particular verse that we've just discussed with you now, according to the Shafi'i school of jurisprudence, there is no sajda that is to be made when reciting this verse. However, in the Hanafi madhab, there is a sajda that is made. So anyone who heard me reading the verse this afternoon will have to make the sajda tilawat for having heard that verse. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reported that Nabi Salim used to make the sajda tilawat in Surah Sad, and said that Sayyidina Dawood made the sajda as a tawbah, and we shall make it out of gratitude. We shall make it out of gratitude. So that is an overview of what had transpired in terms of the incident related to these verses, the verses between 20 and 25 of Surah Sad.